USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The president will be down in Tampa, Florida today to continue his dialogue to protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicaid and lower health care costs. One of the few statements at the State of the Union address that had both Democrats and Republicans standing to applaud. Air Force One touches down at 12:15 p.m. local time. The Department of Justice announced a guilty plea was reached in Texas. The man involved with the 2019 El Paso Walmart mass shooting, Patrick Cruces, pleaded guilty to 90 federal hate crimes and firearms violations. He further admitted that he intended to kill everyone he shot and was deliberately seeking out people of Hispanic origin. Assistant District Attorney Kristen Clark of the Justice Department, Civil Rights Division, said, quote, "White nationalist-fueled violence has no place in our society today," end quote. President Biden gave an interview with PBS NewsHour and said there's no way Russia will succeed in its occupation of Ukraine.
The president confirmed that American aid to Ukraine is open-ended, and despite his confidence in NATO's efforts thus far, referred to the assistance as vital.
There's no way that Putin is going to be able to, quote, he's already lost Ukraine.
The one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion is February 24th. Since then, the USA has sent an estimated $28 billion to Ukraine. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A 24-year-old man admitting in court to a string of crimes that kept the Dallas, Texas Zoo on the lookout for missing animals said he stole two monkeys from their enclosure and took them onto the city's light rail system to escape. Davion Irvin also said he loves animals so much that if he's released from jail, he would steal more. This is USA News.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The United States is still critical of China after it launched a surveillance balloon over the USA.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is not mincing words when it comes to his thoughts on China and their surveillance balloon.
This was an irresponsible act, in response to which we acted responsibly and prudently to protect our interests.
He said their actions violated international law. As far as the remains of the balloon,
there is an ongoing operation to recover the balloon's components. We're analyzing them to learn more about the surveillance program.
The U.S. shot the balloon down last Saturday off the coast of the Carolinas. I'm John Schaefer.
Federal safety officials said excessive speed and the driver's failure to control the car likely caused a fatal crash of a Tesla in Texas nearly 2 years ago. The car's two occupants died. You might be able to own a memento from one of the greatest authors of the last century.
For decades, Larry McMurtry chronicled life in Texas of the Old West and of more modern times. Now his private possessions are going up for auction.
We have the things that are sort of most intimate to him, including his typewriters, where he produced these masterpieces.
Rob Vogt says the auction's in late May in San Antonio.
His boots and his guns and his watch and his writing desk. So we've got some great stuff.
Larry McMurtry wrote the Lonesome Dove novels, as well as more contemporary books like The Last Picture Show and Terms of Endearment. He died 2 years ago at age 84. I'm Richard Johnson.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.